Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. This is a saying requiescat in pace, Alan Greenspan. He's best known for being chairman of the US Federal Reserve from 1987 to 2016, a period mostly of tremendous economic growth for the United States. So first appointed by President Ronald Reagan, a Republican, served under him, served under George H.W. Bush, that's the George Bush's father, then under William Jefferson Clinton, for both of his terms, into the even into the second term of George W. Bush, that is the son Bush. Okay, so these were 4-year terms and kept getting them renewed. So nobody else served as that long except William McChesney Martin, way back in the sort of mid 20th century. Yeah. So Alan Greenspan was really a colossus in U.S. fiscal policy in the late 20th and early 21st century. Now, some people say that this was known, his policies were all about easy money, the Greenspan put and so on, that he caused a subprime mortgage crisis, lending people with no income, no assets, the dot-com bubble, various bubbles burst. And really the solids hit the fan 2 years after he retired in 2008 with the credit crunch and so on. Some people, the Democrats, thought he was too close to the Republicans, that he made his office somewhat partisan, that he expressed support for Social Security privatization, for slashing taxes, and that was a huge transfer of wealth from the poor to the rich, and so on, that he caused a speculative frenzy. But Greenspan said that the accusations against him were unfounded. The housing bubble wasn't because of these low interest or things like that. It's more or less, it was a worldwide situation because interest rates were falling over the longer term and things like that. Okay, so there were high savings in the developed world, sorry, the less economic developed countries, and lower savings in the more developed countries and so on. So he's born in New York City. And he was in a Jewish family. The surname was originally Grunspan, was anglicized to Greenspan, because there's sort of an SZ that a lot of people couldn't pronounce. His grandparents and his father's side had come from Hungary, and his maternal grandparents said, sorry, from Romania on his father's side, from Hungary on his mother's side, and so on, in a secular Jewish family. All right. So his dad was a well-to-do stockbroker. That was it. He excelled at school and so on. Went on to New York University. So he didn't have to fight in the Second World War on account of his medical illness. He later got a PhD. But yeah, that was him, sort of widely regarded. And people, so Bill Clinton said definitely keep him. Some of the Democrats didn't want to keep him. That reassured the markets and things like that. So he married relatively late in life for the first time to Andrea Mitchell at the age of 54. So 58, he briefly had Barbara Walters as a girlfriend, a very well-known journalist, but there weren't that many women or well-known journalists way back in the 60s. He had a marriage as a young man, 1952, but that one was declared void. I'm not quite sure. Presumably that's hinting at non-consummation. So he's just been felled by Parkinson. So anyway, so the people who said that he represented the 1%, about enriching the oligarch class, about screwing over everybody else, that he was not compassionate towards the neediest American society, he cared more about making billionaires have even more billions, and so on. So he wrote a memoir, The Age of Turbulence, and so on. And he actually wrote that out by hand, old style. So that was Mr. Greenspan. Haven't heard much about him in recent years. An economic theorist as well. He eventually joined the Republican Party, which appeared to confirm many suspicions of him. But yeah, that's Alan Greenspan. And remember, Michael Howard, when he was leader of the Conservative Unionist Party, was in opposition. Him saying that Greenspan, we really needed to go by the Greenspan gospel. Yeah, and Alan Greenspan had even said, and Michael Howard quoting this when he came to the Oxford University Conservative Association in 2000. Companies, they can't fire, they won't hire. If you give workers too many rights, it becomes too difficult to dismiss them, then companies say, we're not going to take a risk in hiring this person. Every person we engage is potential liability. He, she may be a slacker, may be incompetent, may cause problems at the workplace. So we're actually just not bothered hiring anybody at all. And that drives unemployment up. People have got to be able to see that if someone is surplus to requirements, is underperforming or whatever, for whatever reason is unsatisfactory, they can easily get away from this, that they can easily get rid of this person. So that's where he was, somewhat free marketeer, free bird contract theory, semi-libertarian on that issue. I'm not quite sure if the issues were on many other issues. Okay, well, thank you very much for listening to my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then in a PayPal, georgecalan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.